Well, we have. We had, you reported a sighting to me of a triangle here over Peterborough, Ontario. That was back in July 5th, 2004 at 4 a.m., I believe.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty early, getting close to sun up sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason we were out there, for a few nights, me and my cousin had been out there, and we'd seen what we thought were, shooting stars from a distance, and then actually seen a couple of them stop.
Okay.
And so we were just basically watching the sky. He went in the house, and I was looking over, I guess, to the east, and, I'm waiting for something to show up right there, over to the east, and then I just get this feeling there's something here besides me. I hear suddenly a quiet comes over,
right.
Straight up, and there it is, right above me, coming over my house. So it was literally creeping up behind me.
Yeah, right, guys, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was moving wicked slow, 5 kilometers an hour, something like that. It drifted off a ways, so that, there was more of it exposed. The front end of it was over the street behind us here, Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I go, what the devil is this? And I start to panic, and I'm running back and forth between the front yard and the backyard. And I still couldn't see the exact expanse of the whole thing. It was so huge, from the backyard to the front yard. You look up and the horizon blocks it out, and it was just basically covering the whole sky at that point, sort of thing.
Yeah, was there, at that point, were there any dogs or anything sort of acting up in the area that you noticed that sort of, caused from this?
What I noticed, and this is kind of me, I don't know, it just seemed like everything got wicked quiet.
Okay.
Almost like you were taken into, a field of silence.
Right.
Where it's my head felt almost like you had a head cold.
Mm-hmm.
Your ears were kind of stuffed up. You couldn't hear the dogs anymore. You couldn't hear the traffic. I heard a girl run down the street.
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl seen it. She went running by me about 100 miles an hour. She was just absolutely terrified.
Really, eh?
Yeah, she ran by and I seen her turn the corner, and I think she was hiding behind a pickup truck. You could see the front end of the other street here.
Well, I'll be...
Chamberlain Street.
Okay, and you also said to mention, too, in your report, that there was something happening with the lighting of the street, too? Or it appeared that the lighting was changing, or the...
It appeared the lights, almost like they were the power was, dimming, so...
Okay, gotcha. So, okay, yeah.
And then you could actually see, a light, a type of illumination from the craft. And it was when you looked up, you could see the light. At that point, I could see the light on the very, front of it. I assume it was the front.
Right.
And it was orangey brownish, a really weak, orangish light.
Okay, very good.
You could actually see the reflection of it on the cars.
Oh, and this is off the craft itself.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could actually see, it was maybe, it could have been more than 150, 200 feet. I'm sure if I would have had a rock, I could have hit it with
you
a rock.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard stories like that. I really have. And quite a few of them, too. They've been that low.
Yeah, it was just massive, just absolutely huge.
And were there any other lights on the object itself in the front?
The reason you could tell the color in that was just the lights of the area, actually reflecting up onto it.
Gotcha. Okay, I've got you. Okay, and the structure was definitely a triangle. Did it appear to have any thickness body to it at all?
It had thickness. I'd say, from where I was, I couldn't tell at first because it's directly overhead.
Mm-hmm.
As it drifted over towards the General Electric plant, you can start to see the side of it, and I'd say the sides on it maybe were, what I could tell, 150, 200 feet, and they were you could see almost indentations in them, they were a door type. You couldn't say it was a door, but there was indentations, could have been doors.
Got you. Okay, gotcha.
Because it's still dark, right?
And you bet. Yeah, I can imagine. And with even with the light shining on, this was definitely a dark color.
Definitely dark, so black it was almost blue, it had a bluish black look to it, almost like a gun barrel color.
Okay, gotcha. No windows or any lights coming off of that? It might have been, say, any kind of window at all?
Not a thing.
Okay. And anything, now, when this thing went over, because it was so low, did you happen to notice if there was any kind of strange sensation that you felt throughout your body?
Yeah, a couple times. It was like I had the feeling of being lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, oh, where am I? I'm in the backyard or I'm in the front yard. Like, I'm like that kind of thing. And kind of a, I don't know, like a lightheadedness. And, that sort of thing. Like, it's kind of like you're here, but you're not here. And you know, like you just, and then you go and think to yourself, well, because I'm so excited, I'm on the edge of, you know, passing out or something.
Yeah, well, you don't know. I mean, you know, hey, I mean, we don't know what kind of effect, this can have effects on all kinds of different things, as we hear in all kinds of reports, you know, what kind of an effect does it is it can have on a human body at that low of an altitude?
Yeah,
I
could definitely feel something. I've had a few strange things happen afterwards, and, you know, like I mean, I've had, like afterwards, my wife kept saying to me, I think you're getting a psychic twinge, and I go, I don't know, because, you know, like you pull up at the corner, and you know the color of the car that's going to be there, and know when a phone's going to ring, or know when somebody's coming to the house.
Right, and people do have that after a major event. And it sounds like you obviously had a major event, and you also too were mentioning in your report that there was something that I believe it was the next day that a lot of the some of the vehicles had some problems.
Yeah, there was a on our street one fellow I know. He has a 96 Oldsmobile.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Delta or something like that, Delta Oldsmobile, and he had a burnt out alternator, burnt out starter, dead battery. My Toyota Camry, the battery was totally drained. I charged it. It took a long time to charge up. And I guess this was like it was that. Starter was gone on the car. Alternator was gone on it. A couple days later, I started having trouble with the wiring. I took it in the local Toyota dealer. They replaced the wiring, like from the fuse box back to the taillights. It was like $400 and some, and they said that some of them were fused and some of them, they didn't know why they quit working. Just said, you know, they blame it on age of the car. I mean, a 96, you know what happens.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So.
Did, okay, now, knowing that the next day, of course, did you ever talk to any of the neighbors in the neighborhood, or maybe not, but, you know, did any of them say that anything unusual happened to their homes, electrical systems, well, anything like that, or that you were aware of?
There were some people said that, you know, like that they noticed, like, that the power ground down.
Yeah.
Mainly with the cars. Like, I noticed, like, I don't know, I don't talk to a lot of people, but I noticed a guy out here with a pickup on the corner. He's out there changing the starter. I noticed the roundup on Jackson, there was a guy changing his alternator, and I said, oh, you know, something
yes.
definitely happened.
Like, yes, you don't have that much happening all at once.
Like, at this point, you go, okay, now I'm sure I wasn't hallucinating. Right?
Yeah, exactly, no kidding. And this stinker, eventually, after it moved over your house, now, I don't know if it turned or did it, I think it just slid sideways?
It turned a little bit. Okay, it was like, let's say the front point of it turned a little bit, and then all of a sudden the whole thing just kind of moved sideways right over top of the General Electric plant.
Well, I'll be.
We're sitting over the General Electric plant. It seemed like 4 minutes, and at the same time it seemed like forever.
Forever, too, yeah.
It seemed like 2 hours, you know?
Yep. I can understand
like
that.
I don't know, and it could be me, too, just being excited. It just, you know, it was like time, like I'd lost all bearing on what time it was. Like, when I come in the house, I wasn't sure if it was 1 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Like, I totally lost my sense of time.
Okay, just for curiosity, since you brought that up, we're going to ask. Anyways, when you, well, we know the time that approximately this sighting took place. Now, I think that was around 4 a.m., roughly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you got back in the house after this whole event took place, and we don't know the time period, you know, how long you were actually standing
right.
outside, because, hey, it's exciting. You may have been talking to somebody or whatever.
Right.
Do you remember what time it was when you got back in?
Seemed to me.
Or, you noticed the clock?
That last time I really looked at the clock, I think it was almost 5:30, almost 6 o'clock at that point. The sun was starting to, you know, you could see it breaking off.
Because So in other words, my question, I guess, would be is, now, do you believe that was just time that you would be aware of that you spent outside?
The time I spent outside, and I still say this, seemed like about, like, very short time.
Right, okay. Yeah, I guess you know where I was going.
A lot longer time.
Yeah.
It actually covered a lot longer time.
Yeah. Well, then, maybe, I mean, you know, it's a possibility. It may not be either. But, you know, maybe this is why there's a few little incidents that have come up that, you know, your wife maybe mentioned to you that, you know, you seem to be able to, you know, this, you know, that, or, yeah. You know, when something's going to happen. You know, is there a connection there? I don't know, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, it was a pretty wild sighting.
Yeah, it was very close. It was very, very up close in my face, sort of.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And the GE plant, too, which is really interesting, too.
Right.
Now, it spent a little bit of time over that. Now, when it was over there, before, or actually sat there, I guess, you said it sat there for a bit, and then did it actually just eventually just shoot off real quick, drift off?
Shot off real quick. It was gone like that. Gone. It was like it, you knew it was leaving,
mm-hmm.
but it was gone so quick that you could barely see it go. It was like instantaneously.
Got you. Yep. Okay.
Just,
yep.
Wow. Gone. Like, I mean, there's nothing on earth that I know of that can accelerate that fast.
Right. Especially either a very slow pace or a dead stop. Too,
right.
That kind of acceleration is pretty incredible.
Yeah, if you were inside the thing that you go right out the back door, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
it was moving so fast.
Yep, I don't doubt it. Now, do you know, after this whole event's done and over with, would you have to know, because the GE plant, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what they make in there right now. You know, probably one time that they believed they did do the CANDU reactors, and then...
Yeah, that's what I heard, that they did reactor parts in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know they're processing nuclear fuel pellets. I've heard something about ion turbines and things like that. So
that's interesting. But you know, after this whole event was all done and over with, and say in the days or weeks to follow, did you happen to notice if there was any change around the plant at all? In other words,
yeah, I did. I actually did. I noticed that there was more security cameras showed up. I noticed that stuff was moved around in the parking lot. It was like they were clearing an area. I noticed like this plant is huge. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It goes. You know, I don't know. It covers a long distance. Like it must be at least half a mile long. Anyway,
okay.
And the one end of it, I noticed they seemed to be like clearing it up, cleaning it up, like moving stuff around, more fencing put up, that sort of thing.
Is that ready? Any extra security thrown up here or visible?
Yeah, like before, like I haven't lived in Peterborough a long time, but I never saw security guards wandering around. And all of a sudden, I start seeing, you know, there's more security guards up at this end. Like, I guess I don't know if they're security service or if they're paid by GE, if they're GE employees. But you know, you see the uniforms and you go, oh, that's a security guard.
Right, exactly.
And I noticed too, and I was standing up there, just being nosy in general. All of a sudden, there goes a police car by checking me out. Like, and I mean, like, it's just something that was very unusual. Like, you know, to me,
well,
like you hardly ever see a police car down.
Right. Maybe because of this whole event and the extra security, somebody was obviously more, you know, being alerted to what.
Yeah.
You know, to keep an eye on the area, even if they were told of what, you know, this craft going over Tom,
yeah.
They may not have been, but you know, we wanted to just sort of, you know, do a little more patrolling or whatever. Now, it's hard to say, you know, maybe they're looking for somebody who maybe looked a little out of the place and,
yeah.
You know, had saw something. I don't know. I guess you can think of a lot of things.
Two up, I thought, you know, I thought to myself, maybe that's it. Maybe they heard, you know, maybe I told somebody and they told somebody. Because I did tell a couple people.
Yeah.
Said, yeah, sure, Ed, okay, whatever you say, you know, and, you know, whatever, you know, get to a doctor as soon as you can, you know, this sort of thing, right? And, I don't know, maybe they told somebody and, you know, started to watch. You know, started keeping aware of who was looking at the plant, who was around the plant, you know.
Right, exactly.
But that's just my my personal feeling, but the actual cleaning of the parking lot, stuff like that, like, I mean, it happened. Like, I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Unreal, eh? And just for, this question I ask a lot of people. prior to this sighting on July 5th, had you ever seen anything sky before?
Nothing like that.
Afterwards?
Afterwards, yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen the triangle as high as 1,500 feet before, and I knew it was there because, you could tell something dark, and you could tell that as it moved, it was covering the stars. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't like the stars moving.
Right.
It was actually covering something as it moved across the sky. Another time, I seen one off the distance here from the backyard. Actually, at the time, I thought, oh, man, I've lost it. It's an upside-down flying ambulance. But then
right.
That's what it's like, the red and white light flashing on it. That's what it appeared to
look
like.
Okay, got you.
I think it was one of them again. Because I'd seen the following, like, 2 or 3 weeks later, I'd seen reports that came from Ottawa. I think it was Ottawa. And they'd seen the same thing. And I said, well, you know what? Maybe I wasn't just seeing things, you know.
Right.
It really was something for real, right?
That's right. Exactly. And it's interesting, too. Now, would you say, and these are obviously at a higher level.
Yeah.
Higher altitude. And also, do you think that they make anything that would sort of say to you, they're checking out the plant? I mean, we don't know that, of course, but no one's telling us. But, I mean, you know, did it put you in mind that, you know, there were something was sort of interested in the plant?
They were interested in it.
You know, in other words, I'm just saying.
Like, it was a very controlled maneuver to get over top of that. Like, they just weren't floating. Like, you could tell that it wasn't something like they were just floating in the wind. Like, it was, the size of the thing, I could just imagine. Imagine the energy expended to go that distance from here to there at that altitude, at that slow. I mean, we don't have anything that big that'll fly that slow without falling out of the sky.
Nothing I know of, yeah.
So there's got to be a lot of energy. So there would have, like, it's definitely controlled by an intelligent force. It's not just some random thing that, you know, a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It's definitely controlled. It's definitely run by intelligence. Like, I had that feeling too, like even when I was in the backyard, that like they knew I was, like, whoever was there, they knew I was there.
Probably.
And they knew that I knew they were there.
Right.
I had that, like, I couldn't get over that feeling for a couple of days, like, man, they knew you were there, so just, you know.
Exactly.
Be cool, kind of watch yourself, you know.
Well, now, just, I'm curious too. Now, I mean, you know, this is just all guesstimate, some of this stuff. But, I mean, you know, here's a question. You know, after this major sighting, and then you start seeing, you know, other, you know, these triangles or pulse triangles, by the looks of sounds like it, they could be. And, but, you know, do you think you're more in tune to it, or do you think...
Absolutely.
Okay, because
I'll tell you, this is something, too, a little bit weird. I have a son, he's 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's autistic, and he's like my, I don't know what you call it, like a built-in radar. He will sit up in the middle of the night and, like, bow, blah, 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 blah. And I know, I can bet you, if I go outside, I'm going to see one of those things. Like, he has a built-in radar to it.
Well, I'll be, eh?
And, you know, I mean, he's autistic, and I don't know, maybe he has another sense that we don't have or whatever.
Right, exactly. Could be. Yeah, very well could be. Yeah, because I was kind of wondering, you know, is it just because you're, like, more aware of, hey, I'm going to look up in the sky because I saw something, or, you know, is that feeling that might be something there to go out and look?
I noticed after fighting too that I have a daughter, 13, and she started having strange dreams, and my wife said, you know, she did, you know, wake up with a headache and that sort of thing, and I go, well, that's, you know, that's not really usual, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty well subsided now, like the daughter's over a dream and that sort of thing.
Good. Well, that's good. Now, that's always good to know, even if it has anything to do with anything or nothing. But it is good to know that, you know, they're not being troubled at all by, you know, a medical problem or anything like that. Or just plain old headaches that it will really get a person down, you know, after a while, too. So,
yeah.
But... It's an absolutely amazing sighting. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, information here that this is really telling. There was definitely a close encounter of some sort with yourself, with the vehicles, the plant, you know, a return of the crafts, you know, over the plant or you know, even in altitude, but still, you know, around the vicinity anyway.
Yeah. In the vicinity of it too, you know, that's the thing, hey, like I can't help but thinking, you know, like maybe there's something going on at that plant that nobody knows about.
That is very possible.
You know, nobody's going to talk about it if they're
no.
Right? So, you know.
No. If they got something secretive and go in there, or they want to keep hush hush, well, nobody's going to talk. That's pretty much it. Nobody around town or around the area there has ever mentioned anything about the plant?
Yeah, there was a couple of girls. I won't say who they were, but they work close to here, and a couple of them said that that very night that they had seen some really weird stuff, and they just left it at that.
Is that right, eh? Okay, well, and
I know for a fact that, because I was looking down towards Albert Street, I know that there was a police car went right underneath of it, and I know they stopped. I know they stopped, and they had to be underneath of it, and then they took off like a scared rabbit. So I know authorities seen it too.
Well, see,
I know that,
but trying to get information, I can tell you, I checked.
Yeah.
And it's pretty tough, let me tell you, to find out. And it was the same with a report up here of the big boomerang craft that the women saw. I mean, I checked into it. I actually did find out that, according to the military, first of all, there was nothing happening. Later on, of course, they had to, I guess, maybe had to admit that there was military exercises taking place, but not, of course, here in Houston or the Smithers or anywhere else or Talco this took place, but it, actually took place. Supposedly down in the guys got a gunnery range, kind of not a gunnery, but an aircraft range, where they fly around or below Williams Lake, around the bottom of Tweedsmuir Park, they got one off on the coast. Because we actually, what happened is when we flew out, we ended up getting on, went up to the plane and they couldn't get in due to weather. We went up the next day and de-iced the wings, so we actually got out that day. And then actually as we headed off down in, towards Vancouver, the pilot came on and said, we're going to have to make a slight detour because of military exercise is taking place. So at least I knew that, and I could confirm that relate that to the Comox base.
Right.
And they could say, oh, well, yeah, there was. But prior to that, there was nothing happening.
Nothing happening.
So, it's a bunch of baloney, And so, you try, that's what you, it's like beating a dead horse with a bat, there's nothing happening.
Yeah,
it's hard to get info.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and then I talked to even some of my friends, and they get, like I said, they think, oh, you know what, Ed, you're having a breakdown, and I go, no, I'm perfectly normal, it's just, I've seen something. And,
Bet you have. You've seen something, and that's the problem, eh? If somebody hasn't seen anything, I mean, especially this sighting that you had, I mean, it was up close. If you haven't seen anything, honey, I mean, as soon as
like
the first thing...
I have to say, if it was myself and somebody was telling me, I'd be interested, but I go, yeah, okay.
Well, sure. Yeah, I can understand it.
Until you're a believer, I wasn't necessarily a believer before that, but boy, I sure turned into one afterwards.
You bet, and I know a lot of people have wrote to me and said the same thing. I said, we thought it was a bunch of hogwash, never believed in any of this stuff until we saw what we saw, and I'll tell you, what we saw... Hey, is nothing that we have on this earth as far as we know, because it did some really strange things.
Well, if you have a little personal belief system like I did, I'm not an overly religious man, but I mean, you get to think that's all there is, and then when something happens like this, you go, okay, maybe that's not all there is, really.
I know.
There's more to this world than what we've been told, right? And then I started checking around because, I wonder about this, typing in triangle and Google and stuff and finding different sites and going, hey, man, I am not alone.
I am
really, really not alone. There's the internet's a great resource, that wasn't there, say, 15 years ago, and you can find out a lot of information really quick.
You bet.
And it's a good thing. It's good therapy because, you do have some, personal issues after this happens.
Right? Well, sure you do. Yeah.
And it's really good therapy. It's good therapy hearing other people talk about it, too. So.
Yep, it is.
Experience.
And that's what's great about, folks like yourself who will come forward and talk about what they saw, and maybe not having to worry about their name being plastered or personal information being plastered around. Oh God, that's all I need, kind of thing. But to share these, because it brings more people out saying, look, I heard or I read this report. Gosh, I saw the same thing with my wife, my dad, whatever. I mean, gosh, you could end up with having a case just build and build and build an unbelievable amount of people saw an event.
Yeah.
But it helps another person because they're sitting there struggling sometimes with what they saw too over years. I mean, I had just had one here back from 1950s or so, and the guy sitting there struggling with the darn thing, he says, I still don't know what it was, and it still bothers me, to this day. So, I mean, it is really good when people can go, like you said, to the net, type in something, bring it up, And no, they're not alone.
And that's how I found your site, was just by looking around.
Yep, exactly. So
I saw somebody else's site and said, hey, this guy's in Canada. I'm gonna talk to him first, right? You know?
But, yeah, well, I'm glad. I'm glad I did, because it's an absolutely amazing report. I really did. Matter of fact, there was a lot of people interested in it. And I still get a letter once in a while, you know, because that was back in, I guess you sent that off there out in 2004 sometime. Yeah. It was 2004 then. Or earlier, and I still get the odd letter and asking, hey, is there any news on that, the Pit Bro sighting? And I say, nope. I've looked around, and there's been, you know, a little bit of goings on, but, you know, I didn't really pretty much relate that. But, you know, it's nothing happening right now.
I've seen it on your site, too. Like, it's not, like, I mean, Ottawa's not that far from here.
Right.
There's been sightings there. There's been sightings in Toronto, Scarborough. Like, I mean, it's not like just one sighting in one area.
That's right.
Sightings around this area.
There was a whole slew of them there for quite a while, actually, taking place up in all kinds of different areas in Ontario. I got one here to post whenever I get the site going, or it's working, sort of. Scarborough. Here, actually, there's two reports, actually, from Scarborough, and the guy's got some photographs of some white objects. He said, blow it up, it looks like a white cylinder.
Yeah, I bought all kinds of photographic equipment, and none of it's working worth a darn, right? Best I got is a blurry picture of the streetlight, so...
Well, that's okay. At least you try.
I'm standing out there with the camera going, come on now, and I guess they don't listen to me, so...
No.
But that's... Yeah, that was pretty interesting. It was pretty well detailed, like I could see it, you know, like it was really clear, it was really close. I could make out distinct details on the thing, like, you know, door, like what appeared to be doors and
mm-hmm.
a hexagonal shape underneath with a dome in the center of it.
Jesus.
And things like that. Like, it was really close. Make out the colors of it, and, you know.
Absolutely. It really is an incredible sighting, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to enjoy listening to it, you know. It'll be excellent. I really thank you very much for taking the time with me, Ed.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime, you know, if I hear anything, I'll be the first to let you know. If I see anything, I'll let you know, too.
Sound?
So keep my eye out there. I'm still out there at night. I go out two or three times a night just to check with my camera around my neck, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sound?
I believe, like I know, I have this feeling. I had it when I had the sighting that it's not the first time they've been here, and they're going to be back.
Oh, yeah.
I have that feeling. They are going to be back.
Well, all you got to do is keep the eyes open, or unless you've got that in-tune feeling or something, because
yeah.
You're probably right. They have obviously been back after the major sighting, so, and I mean, you've seen some more unusual things in the sky.
Yeah, and I know that the authorities are aware of it, because even days afterwards, I've seen dark green helicopters flying over this area. I've heard helicopters in the middle of the night, things like that, so I know that they're aware that something's going on.
Something's going on, man. It doesn't surprise me a bit.
My thought on it, too, if they had control over it, like I thought about this, too, if it was military, okay, they know what they were doing, they wouldn't bother going back to check.
Right.
So therefore, they don't know what it was.
That's true.
Why they're
yeah.
coming back to check.
Yep. Understandable. Yeah. Maybe they're waiting for something, too.
I've heard a lot of people say all these things are military. If you saw this thing, you'd say, oh, no. You know, like, I mean, you look at the size of it, you go, they can clean our clocks anytime they want it.
Yeah, no, I got what you mean. And that's it. You know, hey, there is a lot of military sightings, you know, or things being seen that are military. But, gosh, that big.
And
a movement. I don't know. I don't know of anything unless they got something so secretive, but I don't know yet. You know?
I don't think we'd have an energy
source. Right.
Keep it up there. The energy source would have to be as big as, you know. And
tremendous.
It's obvious it's not solid fuel because there's no exhaust.
Yeah, no exhaust. No sound. God, hear some sound. It's usually a major part of seeing something, you know, if you hear any kind of a plane going across the sky, gosh, we saw some big jets going across today, and hey, they're high.
High.
You can still hear the stinkers, you know?
Yeah, and two, you know, like the way it moves, it's like they just don't care if you see them. It's like, we're here, and anything you got, we're not afraid of.
Yeah, it seems to get a little more brazen. They're a little more bolder. I shouldn't say them or whatever, but the objects themselves. I mean, there's going to be a lot of daylight stuff, a lot of stuff coming around jet aircraft.
Right.
You know, all kinds of stuff, you know, from these orbs or balls or whatever you want to call them. So I got caught. So there's a gray sphere, silver spheres, white spheres. I mean, you name it, they're up there. And they're doing some pretty fancy maneuvers. And they're still at a good altitude, you know, and around these aircraft.
Yeah.
So they're, I don't know, I mean, it's been happening all throughout the years, but I think it's getting to be a little bit more, and they're showing these objects, whatever they are being seen more and more all the time. Now, if it's due to, you know, there's more people with cameras, I don't know, but it seems to be happening more and more all the time.
Well, I can tell you this, they're brazen. They don't care if you see them and move like that and not worry about having a bunch of jets scramble on you or having somebody shooting a missile at you. That's pretty amazing.
You bet it is. It is.
Because the first thing I thought, okay, if this is what I think it is, where's the jets?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Don't tell me they can't see this thing this big. Obviously, they don't. You know, or there would have been something. There would have been something.
Yep, I agree with you. I really do agree with you. Now, hold on, okay?